brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've decided today to have wide-open telephones. Also, later in the third hour, I'm going to make some calls to Homeland Security, see something, say something. We've called multiple numbers that they put out publicly, and the voicemail doesn't even declare that it is Homeland Security. And if the terror threat is so imminent that we could all basically be killed by evil terrorists hiding under our beds if we don't give all of our freedoms up to the bankers, then why aren't they answering their phones? And if the Homeland Security numbers don't work, I will move on to the FBI. And I will, A, declare to them that they're not answering their phones, and I will, B, go on and cover issues of real evidence of corporate and government-sponsored terrorism. You see something, you say something. We all need to stand up and talk about Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to stage 9/11 style attacks. We all need to expose that they lied about WMDs to get us into the war, which itself was a false flag attack. It was a psychological false flag attack. Oh, my gosh, Saddam can nuke England in 45 minutes. He may be able to nuke the U.S. He's got nukes. He's got all this stuff. We know we sold them to him. You know, we've got the receipts for the chem and bioweapons. On and on and on. So we need to continue to point this out and engage government and not be afraid of these federal agents and basically accept the false Hollywood image that they're these invincible men in black and that we're somehow all guilty of something and we've all done something wrong. And so, oh, my gosh, it's so scary to call the FBI. It's so scary to call Homeland Security. You know, I've noticed just scanning over comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet since I called Homeland Security on Sunday, and the phone number picked up but went to a computer voicemail, a number we called months before, a number that's publicly listed on the Homeland Security website, and it just went to a robot answering system, not even declaring that it was Homeland Security. And I noticed that people couldn't believe it was real. Because they can't believe that someone would actually call the government. It's kind of like when I shot video of Marines training for gun confiscation and for the arrest of Americans with foreign troops in Oakland, California in 99. Most people who were kind of mainline TV heads who were uninformed thought it was fake video. The Coronado landing, hovercraft landing, warrior fighting vehicles, 1,000-plus Marines, hundreds and hundreds of foreign troops, they thought it was fake. I mean, I still get emails saying I'm lying about cross-species monkeys with jellyfish or goats with spiders. Doesn't matter if there's hundreds of mainstream news articles. I'm a liar. I still get calls saying Gardasil has never killed anybody, that vaccine, when it's admittedly killed close to 100 people on record and maimed thousands. And it's admitted it's done that. There's just so much denial. I've had people in public come up to me and say, I heard you say that schools are watching kids over their government-issued laptops. I don't believe that. They'd never do that. And I'm like, but it's CNN, it's Reuters, it's Philadelphia Daily News. I mean, it's everywhere. And they just go, no, it's not. No, it's not. You know, you didn't call Homeland Security. You didn't call the White House. We're going to call the White House, too, today. You didn't call the White House. Well, I'm going to give you the number out live on air when I call it, and you're welcome to call. Believe in yourself. Believe that you could call the White House, that you could call Congress, that you could do something. So many people can't believe this show because they don't believe in themselves. I mean, it's amazing. I had George Norrie on, one of many, you know, high-powered guests we interviewed, and people are all over the web saying that George Norrie wasn't on. People say Willie Nelson hasn't been on. Charlie Sheen, Jesse Ventura, it's all fake. The calls are all fake. We screen the calls when we don't. I mean, it's just all lies. I'll get into all the news when we come back. Stay with us.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the field and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 9th day of February 2011 on this live Wednesday edition. We are going to have open phones throughout the broadcast today. You're welcome to call in about government carbon tax systems trying to shut down and successfully shutting down existing power plants, blocking the firing up of new ones that have been completed in places like Corpus Christi, Texas. The White House responding to us last Friday. I talked about it some Sunday, but not really since then. But that shows the power of the alternative media that they're now having to respond. Obviously, the situation in Egypt, what's happening with the economy, but more importantly, all the good news that's happening. The World Health Organization is probing swine flu narcolepsy concerns, and it goes on to report that multiple countries are reporting that people are having increased seizures. Guillain-Barré, and of course narcolepsy, which is another neurological disorder where you just pass out. You can be driving your car, you can be sitting there on the sidewalk waiting for a bus, and you just pass out for a few minutes. This is being reported all over the world. 12 countries have reported suspected cases of narcolepsy linked to swine flu jabs. The World Health Organization said on Tuesday, as its scientists said, the findings warranted more investigation. more whitewashing, that is. And there's just so much evidence of this. And we warned about it before the 2009-2010 hysteria going through that winter at the end of 09, the beginning of 010, because we're not rocket scientists here, but we happen to follow vaccines, and we happen to read the inserts that says it's been linked to Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, and the onset of seizures and other neurological disorders. I mean, gee, if I buy a box of cereal and it says it has wheat in it, I'm not smart when I say this cereal has wheat in it. I mean, that's what's so frustrating, is that the media runs around with these hoaxes saying, Dr. Wakefield's been discredited. He's been discredited. And he stands up and says, no, I haven't. You lied and said I made this up. Here's another British medical team, prestigious, that found the exact same thing before I did. He just didn't know until now that someone previous to him had discovered it. Of course, what did I say before that came out a few weeks ago? I said, I've read about this in medical reports before Wakefield discovered it in the late 90s. Wakefield is just well-spoken and prestigious, and got Jenny McCarthy involved in others, so they looked at him as kind of the figurehead to attack. But they run these hoaxes, and I expect for them to run another hoax now saying, it's a hoax, no connection to narcolepsy, no connection to Guillain-Barré. Really? I can go down to the Walgreens and say, can I have a flu vaccine shot? Oh, but before I do that, can I have a little insert? Oh, no. Not the fact sheet you try to give me that you've printed up or the federal government's put out for you to issue that's got a bunch of propaganda in it. I want the little white paper you unfold with the 20-something paragraphs on it that's got the whole molecular breakdown. I want that. Of course, you can read those online as well. I mean, it's like these drug ads. I was watching some drug ad online last night. I was watching an ABC News clip on their website, and it was like a minute ad for this drug, and the drug is for eczema. And it said, now this turns off your immune system and may cause you to get cancer, because your immune system is what defeats cancer. And when it stops working, that's when you get the cancer. We're all getting cancer routinely. That's a fact. That's why it's so dangerous. They're pushing for universal cancer screening for cancer cells. And now a lot of scientists have reported that millions of people are going to end up being diagnosed with cancer who don't really have it. They're going to be put on chemo, which itself might beat the cancer for a while, but then causes all these other cancers, particularly leukemias in the blood. But I already know all of this. The medical doctors I've interviewed have taught me this. The research has taught me this. But to sit there and watch a drug ad, and it says, yeah, you got eczema, you got psoriasis, you've got flaking skin. This thing in 9 weeks, we see a massive increase in people reducing their eczema. And it showed people on airplanes smiling, and made no sense. Boy, there. And then it went through all the problems. This may cause you to have a heart attack. This may cause you to get cancer because it turns off your immune system. If you've had vaccines lately, don't take it. If you've got, you also need to be tested for tuberculosis. Yeah, because if it turns off your immune system, then that tuberculosis will start growing. I mean, this is crazy. And it's exactly what pharmacist Ben Fuchs was talking about us last Friday, that most of these drugs turn off the immune system. They turn off the immune system. And there are so many other dangerous ramifications associated with that. It's like the studies that have linked frequent use of antibiotics to cancer. Well, of course. I mean, if this stuff is powerful enough to kill bacteria in your body, and sure, if you've got a gunshot wound and pus is coming out of it 2 weeks later and they said they're going to have to cut your leg off, boom, it's wonderful. Take it because it's worth the risk. But these people just, every time their child gets a cold, boom, they're at the doctor pumping it into them. I mean, most of the kids I know in this country that are friends with my children, they're on antibiotics every month. It's just constant. And it goes on and on and on. One of my daughters for about 2 weeks you know, got her lips got chapped, and then she got a little bit of eczema. My wife said, I'm going to go ahead and take her to the doctor, because we couldn't get rid of it, because we couldn't make her wash it 5 or 6 times a day and just put some topical steroids on it, which is what I was saying. And so they give us this big bottle of antibiotics. They didn't swab it to see what it was. They just said, you know, take these antibiotics. And I said, honey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to obnoxiously 10 times a day just over this weekend, because I'm home now. I'm going to obnoxiously clean it. It's just a little bitty spot. And this is a few months ago because of the dry weather. And I said, I'm going to put corticotropic cortisone on it. Okay? And we're not going to let her run around in the cold all this weekend like she likes to do, and she's licking her lips. Boom. 2 days later, gone. Now, they just said, you know, here's the pink bottle of whatever type of liquid antibiotic it was. Just, oh, we're not going to swab it. We don't even know what it is. It's probably just some eczema, dry skin, but there might be some bacteria in there. Here, just take this. Just assault her entire gut where the real flora is. Get rid of her natural buffers. Get rid of it all. Here's this bottle. Just take it. And the truth is, it didn't go away for a few weeks because I was only doing it in the morning and at night, cleaning her face and applying a cream. That weekend, just every 2 hours, boom, putting it on. But side issue, I said I would get into all of this news. We've got some really good news today, some wonderful news, obviously. A, it's coming out in AFP, Reuters, you name it, that they're having to now basically investigate. Go ahead and read the insert, and you'd have your investigation. Of course, I've had the former head of the EU Health Commission on, who did expose with their panel of doctors that A, the vaccine was dangerous, the H1N1, and B, it didn't protect you from that flu or the regular flu, and C, it lowered your immunity. It doubled your chances of actually getting the regular flu. And of course, the British government studies found that, the Canadian government. See, there are real scientists in these governments. They're not all crooks. Just like over 90% of the EPA and close to 90% of the FDA signed petitions, you know, in their unions, they got almost all in 2000, in 2005, and then again last year to sign on to a petition listing, hey, it's proven that sodium fluoride, 1 part per million, increases bone cancer 7-fold. I always say doubling, just being simple. I went and looked up the numbers again. 7-fold in men, 3-fold in women. It's clear that it's causing dental fluorosis and bone fractures. I mean, you've got almost all the government scientists, the government toxicologist, chemist, saying this is bad. But the bureaucracy on top is controlled by the big chemical companies. And so they just do it. But continuing with this really exciting positive news, there's a constellation of really positive news. I'm going to mention it now and then come back and cover it and then go to your phone calls. World Health Organization probes swine flu narcolepsy concerns. Continuing in medical news, Calgary, one of the biggest cities in Canada, removing fluoride from water supply. City Council has voted 10-3, and they are freaking out saying, we're going to be without fluoride, our health. And the council's going, the Canadian Medical Association, the Canadian Dental Association, the U.S. Dental Association, for 6 years have said, don't have your kids brush their teeth with fluoride. They quietly put that proviso out. You mean almost all the government scientists and private scientists say this is really bad? We better quietly start phasing this out. Just like the EPA announced a month ago, oh, we better cut from 1.2 parts per million to 0.7 parts per million out of the water supply. And they also on the same day said, hoping people wouldn't notice that they released two things on the same day. Oh, by the way, we better phase out spraying fluoride on the crops as a pesticide. It's going through the cell walls of the plants, right through the wall of the grapes or whatever they're spraying it on. They spray it on basically everything that's grown above ground. They'll spray it on carrots and things like that that are below ground. Oh, oopsie, it's bioaccumulating, very toxic. We better phase this out. See, we're winning here, ladies and gentlemen. They're holding back. In San Diego, the feds have been trying for 50-plus years to get them to fluoridate in San Diego. San Diego City Council's holding off for an investigation right now. They're saying, we need to look at this information. See, they've gone from calling us kook lunatics to now we're really starting to have an effect. But I've got even better news, more powerful news on the other side.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Strange days are here. Strange days have found us. Okay, going back over some of the good news and some of the other good news I haven't gotten to yet. Of course, the World Health Organization probes swine flu narcolepsy concerns. 12 countries in Europe reporting it. And on top of it, also Australia's reporting deaths. Several other nations are as well. Again, we're proven 100% right. We predicted all of this. We're not rocket scientists. It was all on the insert. The devil is in the details. They leave little provisos there to cover their hind ends because these vaccine makers are given immunity as long as they put it on the label. Hey, you want to buy this poison? Go ahead. Continuing, Calgary removing fluoride from water supply, CBC. Calgary City Council has voted 10-3 in favor of removing fluoride from the city's drinking water. Calgary City Council has voted 10-3 in favor of removing fluoride, again, from the water. Two members of council, Mayor Neheed and Brian Pencott, were out of town, but it doesn't matter because it was the 10-3 vote. And it continues there. The council also rejected the idea of referring the matter to an expert panel. Yes, of people paid off by the chemical industry. Since 1989, 53% of Calgarians voted in favor of adding the fluoride back when they were brainwashed. 2 years later, it was added. They're talking about at least banning it until there can be a plebiscite or a Greek-style vote put to the city. So the fight is certainly on there. But, you know, under a democracy, if 51% in Calgary or in New York or in Austin, Texas, vote to put a poison in the water, it happens. Not in a republic. A democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. In a democracy, 51% can vote to take the property of the other 49, or to the extreme, to put you in gas chambers if they want, or firing squads, or to make you walk the plank, whatever they want, to put you in the end of a Saturn rocket and shoot you off the moon against your will. In a democracy, in a republic, there's absolute rights of the individual that the mob or the corrupt government cannot take away. That's the difference. What have you given us, Mr. Franklin, when they came out after the Declaration of Independence? And he said, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. And there were similar statements years later when they officially got the Constitution and Bill of Rights in place. So that is certainly good news. But the media is up in Canada is trying to spin it. And this is a more fair article out of Canada.com. It says, vote to rid city water of fluoride passes. But then the next article out of the Toronto Sun has a very grave statement. It says Calgary could lose fluoride, and it goes on to talk about, oh, the poor children. The poor, poor children. It's just terrible. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, after 50-plus years, that's what the San Diego paper reported, of the federal government lobbying San Diego to put one part per million in the water, they passed it finally last year, and now because of scientific evidence brought in testimony by scientists and to the environmental board, they're saying, whoa, whoa, and their own technicians and engineers and toxicologists at the water treatment facility are saying, because the tide has turned. And so they're saying, let's do an investigation here. Let's not go ahead and do this. Do you realize the victories we're having? And we can do the same thing on health care. They're set to start stripping funding next week. The Senate's already passed the shoot down of if you do $600 of total business a year selling Beanie Babies or pocket knives or whatever the case may be on eBay, that you've now got to do a filing specifying each individual sale, making us surveil ourselves, guilty until proven innocent, paying our taxes to the private Federal Reserve. Now, here's the next piece of super good news, but the globalist will respond to this. You can be absolutely assured to try to discredit those of us out there that want to keep the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You can be absolutely 100% assured they are going to stage something. Some bombings they foil, and watch. They would have used the Patriot Act or sneak and peek or warrantless wiretapping to do it. And they'll say, see, we stopped Habib Ahmed from doing this. And we did it with the Patriot Act, but it's now about to be rescinded. Watch. Look for that. You know what they're going to do. Here's the good news, ladies and gentlemen. Patriot Act extension fails. Procedural vote expected to return, but a big victory. Will Fort Detrick have to mail out some anthrax again? and blame it on somebody in a basement with a bathtub they said could make it. And it turned out it was the most weaponized in history ever known, U.S. government super weapon.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy?
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 Possibly. Think twice.
But think twice. That's my only advice.
Or even think once.
Come on now. Who do you?
Don't just respond to the information the globalists push at you. Like a spectator, actually analyze it. Think about it. Roll around in your mind. Thinking, consciously thinking, is the beginning of true liberty. My heroes have always lived their life out on the edge. And I hope that when my time's up, people know that I did the best I could to truly be on the cutting edge and to truly challenge folks to live a life of fulfillment and freedom. And that only comes through a dedication to liberty and a dedication to goodness. And that doesn't mean I'm on some moral high horse, but the greatest moral factor is courage. And that's something we're lacking. But America, that is the sleeping giant, is awakening despite all the efforts of the social engineers. And that is very, very exciting. Now, I just covered how all over the world, and I've got other reports in Europe, they're removing fluoride. The people are going and taking over their city councils. They're going over and over again every week with scientists and doctors and citizens reading facts. And the city council first laughs. And then a year later, they repeal it. Same thing in Austin. Months ago, they were laughing about people not wanting the TSA sticking their hands down their pants at the Bergstrom International Airport or the naked body scanners going in. That's what's happened now. The city transportation board has recommended that the scanners not be put in. There's groups forming. I hear them running radio ads in Austin against it, pointing out it's a police state. It's incredible. And I could see my influence in this town on air for 16 years, and I could see it in other cities, and I could see your influence and those that have heard the call and have stood up and been leaders. It's beautiful. They're beginning to believe in themselves and in God's promise that if you stand up and do the right thing and tell the truth and go through the storm, we will get delivered from the hands of our enemies, like Daniel in that lion's den. So all over the world it's coming out that the vaccines are killing people. They're trying to spin it and claim of all the thousands of different studies and reports that it's all discredited because they say Wakefield's discredited with one study. Now his study's being duplicated from Japan to Italy, from Germany to Canada. Their hoax is falling. The polls show it. The people are waking up. The people are waking up and are becoming pro-Second Amendment. All the polls show that. Total shift happening. The people are waking up and becoming anti-abortion. They're becoming pro-life. It's happening. And that's why the globalists try to pour on the cynicism, the fake moralizing, the bullying of the First Amendment. It's why they're trying to announce internet kill switches and controls over talk radio, because they're scared. And they should be. The globalists have committed a lot of crimes. They've robbed this country up one side and down the other. But people are finally responding. And then, of course, I got into the fluoride situation, I got into the vaccines being exposed, and now this super important, exciting news, and we'll go to your phone calls. Patriot Act extension fails, procedural vote expected to return a plan that would have seen the House representatives extend controversial provisions of the Patriot Act. With little debate, failed Tuesday night, a group of Republicans joined a majority of Democrats in voting no. The House voted 277, a beefy majority, to 148. That is beefy. That is getting close to supermajority. The House voted 277 to 148 for the Patriot Act extension, 23 votes short of the two-thirds majority needed to pass it. I guess I saw that wrong and am wanting things to be more positive than they are. The 277 voted to the 148 for, no, that's correct. The House voted 277 to 148 for the Patriot Act extension. 23 votes short. No, so I am right. Most of them did actually vote for it, but at least there's 148 who are moral. And one person who's in the right against a mob who's in the wrong is a majority of one. But it appears the bill was controversial enough to convince some two dozen Tea Party-backed Republican freshmen. Now, that's a real sign that they're real, that those are good people, that they're not neocon, police state, warmonger, tyranny pushers. This is positive. But it appears the bill was controversial enough to convince some two dozen Tea Party-backed Republican freshmen to join a majority of Democrats in voting against it, The Hill reported. The measure is now expected to return to the House floor for a regular vote that will require a simple majority to pass. We've got to push. We've got to do everything we can to pressure them to not fully extend it. And, of course, I wrote the original analysis of the Patriot Act that won the Project Censored Award in 2003. And a lot of lawyers read my analysis and actually hailed it. They hadn't taken the time to read the hundreds of pages and look at the U.S. code it listed. But it basically got rid of about 5 of the 10 of the Bill of Rights completely, if they're able to implement it, which they have to a certain extent. It's one thing to pass something, something to actually implement it. And another 2 of the amendments it seriously damaged. And Patriot Act 2 would have gotten rid of everything, but they didn't get that. We've had 800-plus cities move to block the Patriot Act locally and instruct the police and sheriff's deputies to follow the Constitution. That's all it is a pledge to the Constitution. 5 states voted to override the Patriot Act, a good states' rights movement, just like they're moving to block the unconstitutional government-run health care. So a serious victory. They may still pass it, but this is the biggest challenge yet. I mean, what was the Patriot Act passed in the Senate? 98 yeas, 1 nay, and 1 abstention. In fact, check me on that. Guys, October 27th, 2001, Patriot Act, Senate vote tally. Patriot Act, Senate vote tally, 2001. That should pull it up. But I got to test my memory here. 98 yeas, 1 no, 1 nay, and 1 abstention. I'm not going to vote on it. And you watch, when they try to pass it in the Senate, you're going to see much larger numbers say no, which shows we're repudiating it. We're saying no to it. It's a fraud. It's a lie. But if they're unable to ram it back through, look for staged terror as a way to say, see, we told you so. You didn't give us the police state, so you caused this to happen. It's your rights that caused this to happen. Well, like Jesse Ventura says, I'd rather face the danger than be a slave. But I want to play a short video clip of Ron Paul on the House floor yesterday ahead of this being defeated. And in the middle of the speech, he gets to the heart of the matter, a point I've made ad nauseum. And that is that if government can sell the precept, the idea that government must keep you safe from everything, well, government can't. And remember 2 weeks ago, the state of Texas, the county of Travis County, settled for $48,000 and change. I know I talk about this a lot, but it's so incredible. And I see these type of cases all the time now. I know you do as well. The woman was out with a group of bike riders in Travis County on a little 2-lane country lane. And you run into these gaggles of bike riders, and they'll take over whole lanes sometimes. You can't even get around them. It's very dangerous. It's dangerous for them, dangerous for everybody else. And I like bike riders. It's just they think they own the road, many of them. It's like a cult. They'll cut in front of you and get real aggressive, and they're getting killed all the time. I mean, it's almost like bike riding rage or something. I hate to see them behind the wheel of their car. But I don't know the particulars of this lady other than the fact that her filing said she was on the shoulder with a group of bike riders and hit a crack in the ground on the shoulder. Well, of course, those shoulders are rotten. I mean, we don't have money to hardly build roads in this country. And so she flipped off and broke her jaw, and that's the taxpayer's fault. Folks, when you get on a bicycle, you might get hurt. When you go on a jet ski, if somebody's on a jet ski and flies off and hurts themselves because they hit a wave, say at Lake Travis here in Austin, will Travis County have to pay because they should have controlled the waves out there, you know, that the person ran into? This is a joke. And so Ron Paul talks about the fact we have child abuse. We have family violence. Do we put a camera in every home to ensure that this doesn't happen? Sure, it might help somebody, but at the cost of all of our freedoms. And then in that vacuum of having no true privacy or freedom, tyranny always fills it. And corrupt individuals in government always use that to enslave and take people's money and take people's property and shut down their competition. That's what tyranny's all about. And then the old East Germany, it's a historical film. It's accurate to the letter, they report. It's The Lives of Others, about a playwright in East Germany in the mid-1980s. And one of his other playwright friends has been banned from being able to put out plays because it wasn't communist enough. And there's the Minister of Arts who demands to have sex with all the starlets. If they want to, sure, you want to be able to be in East German TV or East German theater, you've got to have sex with the Commissars. I mean, that's how this works. And they decide what art you can have. They decide what you can do. That's why I'm against government incentives for art. I'm all for just complete tax rebates, but government can't have any control. That was my issue with the film Machete, was that they were blocking films about Waco and things from getting funds because the government didn't want that made and not giving them, you know, millions of dollars of tax incentives. But Machete was clearly a La Reconquista, La Raza, La Invasora invasion takeover film. Rodriguez is known to be into that stuff. I got the internal script. He went in the newspaper and said I was a liar, that I didn't have a script, and the movie came out, and I have the exact script, word for word. I knew it was a script. I got it from his people. And then I separately got it from a Hollywood agent that sent it to me. I had it in duplicate. And I just said, look, we need to have the funding pulled if the state doesn't say we will no longer block funds to other people. See, you cannot have an incentive with government deciding, because that gives them all the power and all the control. But Ron Paul goes on to talk about liberty versus tyranny in his speech against the Patriot Act. And, you know, the Houston police chief, what, 4 years ago? You can just type into the search engine, Houston police chief wants cameras in homes. And he said, yeah, this will stop crime. We want cameras in homes. I remember 3 years ago, and now it's in over 20,000 homes. When you have a newborn baby now in England, they said, we're going to put a camera in your house the first month and watch you feeding them, bathing them. And if we see any mistakes, putting the diaper on, giving them a bath, feeding them, any problems, we're going to take your kid. Guilty until proven innocent. Here's another victory. Inexcusable delay on TSA body scanner safety reports. The Transportation Security Administration has told members of Congress that more than 15 million passengers see full body scans at airports without any malfunctions that put travelers at risk of an excessive radiation dose. Despite the reassurance, however, the TSA has yet to release radiation inspection reports, and they also haven't released the FOIA to Bob Barr's group, for its X-ray equipment. 2 months after lawmakers called for them to make public following USA Today's request. See, and what happens is TSA workers are saying, hey, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about radiation. And they say, you're concerned, you're fired. You don't have a right under the federal government for job safety? I thought they cared so much about our safety. And it turns out they lied about the radiation. One device gives you 20 times. The other system they're selling 50 times conservatively. New York Times admits the radiation they first said. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, have you looked at the photos from the tests that that TSA has released, where in the images of the scans, you can see the bones in people's fingers? That's the equivalent of a dental X-ray. It is shooting through their hand. Sure, it's not shooting through the chest and the clothing, but if it's going to shoot through an inch of clothing, a couple layers of clothing, it's going to shoot through your flesh. And they admit it's the type of radiation that vibrates DNA and causes it to break down. It's very, very dangerous. And they're saying that they're going to make people do this. And there are revolts everywhere. And, you know, our revolt against the TSA's body scanners has been going on for over a year. I had a contest a year ago for videos exposing it. And you notice it didn't immediately stop them. But then we started beating the drum 4 months ago again, and then it became one of the biggest stories in the world for a month. And that didn't beat them completely. But more and more, it began almost like you're arm wrestling. If you don't push and put everything you've got into it, you know you're not going to win. I'm just saying, gut up, think about your family, and put every bit of force you've got into it. You know, they've actually done university studies where, if a woman thinks her child's going to be hurt, she can beat a big man, you know, at arm wrestling. Because she's the one that's challenged. She's the one that's defending. You know, they confirm reports by police for over 60 years of a woman's baby will be trapped under a car, and the woman will go insane and power squat the car off. And police are like, we just saw the Incredible Hulk. the brain has an automatic governor in it. Talk about jet skis. They've got a Kawasaki turbo jet ski I was reading about that'll go 70 miles an hour. And it gives you 14% of the power that the engine actually has. And they do that because they want the torque to pull upwards of three skiers out with the jet ski. But they can't give you the full power, or the thing can go 150 miles an hour and kill people. It's the same thing. You're like a Kawasaki turbo jet ski. You have only got about 14% of the power. And they've done hypnosis with Olympic weightlifters, that if they can really get somebody hypnotized, but it's not legal to do, you know, with the regulations, you know, in the Olympics, but some of them secretly still try to go back and get hypnotized, and they train themselves to be able to become hypnotized to get past that governor. And that's how they just keep breaking records. It's the same thing of a woman, her kids squealing, mommy, 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 and the woman just goes into pure blackout and just goes, ah, just lifts the car up. Well, it's the same thing in the fight against tyranny. You got to want it. You got to commit. You got to think about victory and form that in your mind and then put it into actions. I promise. Ron Paul clips coming up, and then a full, lavish hour of your phone calls coming up. And I got a bunch of other just incredible news that we haven't even gotten to yet today. So it's all coming up. I am fired up for freedom. We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
More good news? Infowars.com, Steve Watson article. Poll: Ron Paul has a greater chance of beating Obama than Sarah Palin does in 2012. He is, in many scientific polls, including the latest Rasmussen, number one. In other Rasmussen polls, he's number two under Mitt Romney. You know, she doesn't have a perfect voting record, but just politically, She is anti-New World Order. Michelle Bachmann would be a great running mate with Ron Paul. I hope when he runs, and you can better believe he's going to run, that he gets somebody really strong that's kind of got that electric pizzazz. And it's going to be the election of women, with Hillary probably running, with Palin obviously running. And just in political strategy, Bachmann is a good choice. I'm just telling you right now. She's not as good as Ron Paul by a country mile, but she's pretty darn good, and Ron Paul would certainly continue to educate her. But very, very exciting. Let's go ahead and go to this Ron Paul clip on the Patriot Act that was voted down procedurally yesterday. They're going to try to pass it again. Here it is.
General permission.
Mr. Speaker, I'm pleased at this time to recognize the distinguished gentleman from Texas, Mr. Ron Paul, for 3 minutes.
Gentleman from Texas.
I thank the gentleman. I ask unanimous consent to revise and extend my remarks. Mr. Speaker, I rise in opposition to this bill. I was opposed to the Patriot Act in 2001 and do not believe now that it's a good idea to extend it. You know, the Fourth Amendment is rather clear. It says that we should be secure in our papers, our persons, our homes, and our effects. And that if warrants are to be issued, we have to do it with probable cause and describe in particular the places, the people, and the things that we're going to look at. And I think what has happened, though, over the years has been that we have diluted the Fourth Amendment. It was greatly diluted in 2001, but it started a lot earlier than that. When the FISA law was originally written in 1978, that really introduced the notion that the Fourth Amendment was relative and not absolute.
Well, look at the TSA.
And later on, it was further weakened in 98 and then, of course, in 2001. I think our reaction to the horrors of 9/11, we can understand the concern and the fear that was developed, but I think the reaction took us in the wrong direction, because the assumption was made, of course, that we weren't spending enough money on surveillance, and even though then our intelligence agencies received $40 billion, they didn't give us the right information. So now we're spending $80 billion. But it also looks like the conclusion was that the American people had too much privacy. And if we undermine the American people's privacy, somehow or another, we're going to be safer. I think another thing that has come up lately has been that the purpose of government is to make us perfectly safe. Now, it is good to be safe, but governments can't make us safe. I question whether or not we have been made safer by the Patriot Act. But let's say a law makes us somewhat safer. Is that a justification for the government to do anything they want? For instance, if you want to be perfectly safe from child abuse and wife beating, the government could put a camera in every one of our houses and our bedrooms, and maybe there would be somebody made safer this way, but what would you be giving up? So perfect safety is not the purpose of government. What we want from government is to enforce the law and to protect our liberties. This, to me, has been, especially since 9/11, a classical example of sacrificing liberty for safety and security. Now, I didn't invent those terms. They've been around a long time, and it's easily justified, and I can understand it, because I was here in 2001 when this came up, and people become frightened. The American people want something done.
All right.
But I think that
we're going to come back now and start going to your calls and a lot of other important news, but the government's supposed to be the guarantor of liberty, not the enemy of it. This government is completely backwards from its original mission.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.